This weekend, the Winter Olympics in Sochi wrap up. The games have been dramatic. A Russian upset a South Korean in figure skating, the Dutch upset the U.S. in speed skating, and lots of TV viewers were upset by Bob Costas and his ill-timed eye infection. We're going to mark the end of these games now, a little prematurely, with author Lev Grossman. He has a look back at one of the great heroes of winter sports, 007.
James Bond's career as a winter athlete hit its peak in Ian Fleming's novel On Her Majesty's Secret Service. Bond's nemesis, Ernst Blofeld, has spent his ill-gotten gains on an Alp. That's right, he bought a mountain. And he built himself a remote, super-exclusive ski resort on top. It's near St. Moritz, where the 1928 and 48 Winter Olympics were held. So Bond decides to infiltrate the place. It doesn't hurt that the resort doubles as a health spa for ski bunnies who appear to be suffering from chronic sexiness. "You ski, perhaps," they ask Bond. "Or make the bobsleigh." When his cover is blown, Bond escapes in a brilliant nighttime ski chase under a hail of flares, grenades, and gunfire. He pointed his skis down, Fleming writes, and felt real rapture as, like a black bullet on the giant slope, he zoomed down the 45-degree drop. Later, Bond races Blofeld down a bobsled run on skeleton sleds while firing his Walther PPK. Let them try that at the Sochi Biathlon. On Her Majesty's Secret Service is the epitome of alpine glamour. But what makes it truly great is that, unlike in the films, Bond is human. His knees tremble, his ankles ache. He's constantly worrying about his lousy skiing form. "Keep forward," he tells himself. "Get your hands way in front of you." It's not a victory lap. It's a cautionary tale about human fragility in the face of ice and snow. Which is what makes the Winter Olympics so thrilling in the first place. That and the curling.
The book is On Her Majesty's Secret Service by Ian Fleming. It was recommended by author Lev Grossman.